Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Excited to be talking with you again today. This is, of course, Peck Report, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, the locus of Revelation 9. Now, we have talked about before how those are likely describing fallen cherubim, but DARPA is actually working on something, and this might fulfill this prophecy. You know, we've talked about before on Peck Report how there's a lot of times when something spiritual happens, something happens in the spiritual arena, and that's a cause, and then we see the effect in physical terms. So when we read something about like these fallen cherubim being released from the bottomless pit in Revelation, we have to ask the question, is that purely spiritual? Is that something that's happening in a realm that we can't see? Are we actually going to be able to see that? And you know, if so, then, you know, then we'll see it. We'll all be, you know, those of us who are here, you know, those of us human beings who are still, you know, here, we'll all be freaked out and terrified and tortured and stuff. But what if we don't see them? What if the Book of Revelation describes things happening in the spiritual realm and the physical realm, but there's still a barrier in place? Like, what if it's more like how it is now, when there's a spiritual war? You know, we see the physical effect of that as some type of, you know, war or conflict or something. In the physical, you know, we've talked about that a lot on Peck Report. So, what if when these locusts are released, what if we don't see the cherubim physically, but there's a different physical effect, a physical manifestation of some kind of locusts or something? So that prophecy would fulfill both the spiritual and the physical aspects of it. Now, there's been a really interesting report that came out on Live Science that we have to talk about, that the Pentagon wants to make an army of virus-spreading insects, of these locust things, and scientists are rightly concerned. And we got to talk about that, because what if, on the spiritual side, the cherubim are released out of the bit, the spiritual locusts, they're released out of the abyss, Abaddon is their king, but in the physical effect of that are these locust things. Now, what if? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you're viewing this on YouTube, then you are you are realizing that you're not getting the full deal here. You know, you're realizing that you're not getting all there is. There is actually a full video of what you're listening to, and you can only find that though by becoming a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com. joshpeckdisclosure.com. You can find a link in the description below, or just go over there now and become a member. $10 a month or $100 a year, which that is actually the better deal because you get 2 months free. And this is, you know, this breaks down to about less than a cup of coffee a day, actually far less depending where you get your coffee. But even if you get the cheapest cup of coffee you can find, this is still less than that. So, yeah, become a member. You get exclusive Peck reports that are not available online anywhere. You get the full Peck Underground Churches, you know, so if you're not able to make the live stream is for everybody. But if you want the whole entire thing, you got to become a member. Like, for example, we have up there right now a 6-hour long Peck Underground Church that discusses Ephesians 6, the day of the Lord. It's called Our True Interdimensional Enemy and the Day They're Finally Destroyed. You can get that full 6 hours. You can get that full 6 hours if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com right now and become a member. So the Pentagon wants to make an army of virus-spreading insects, and of course, scientists are rightly concerned. And so that's what we're going to talk about now. Can a task force of insects carry genetically modified viruses, save America's farms, or are they an uncontrollable bioweapon in the making? So that is obviously the question. This is the debate that's swirling around a controversial new Pentagon research project called Insect Allies, interestingly enough, funded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. The project involves using gene editing techniques like CRISPR to infect insects with modified viruses that could help America's crops become more resilient. You know, that's what they're saying anyway. So if a cornfield were hit by an unexpected drought or suddenly exposed to a pathogen, for example, insect allies might deploy an army of aphids carrying a genetically modified virus to slow the corn plant's growth rate. Now, according to DARPA's website, these targeted therapies could take effect in a single growing season, potentially protecting the American crop system from food security threats like disease, flooding, frost, and even threats introduced by state or non-state actors. Members of the scientific community are, of course, skeptical. In a letter published on October 5th of 2018, so this has been going on for over a year, imagine where they are now. But in the journal Science, a team of five scientists voiced concerns that the project could be easily exploited as a biological weapon, or at least be perceived as one by the international community. You know, even if our country doesn't use it for those reasons, if we have the technology, it's only a matter of time before another country has the technology. So, and there's a lot, there's many countries out there that would love to use this type of technology towards those purposes. And if that were to happen, that could quite easily fulfill many Bible prophecies, many things in Revelation. So, Silja Wonecki, a co-author of the letter and professor of international law at the University of Freiburg in Germany, told the Washington Post, quote, "In our opinion, the justifications are not clear enough. For example, why do they use insects? They could use spraying systems. To use insects as a vector to spread diseases is a classical bioweapon," end quote. So could this be what is talked about in Revelation 9, where the locusts torture people for 5 months? Could that be the case here? You know, on the spiritual side, they're being tortured by the fallen cherubim, but maybe the physical effect of that, the physical way that is loosed into our reality is through something like this, a genetically modified locust. I mean, it's certainly something to think about. Now, Blake Beckstein, program manager for Insect Allies, is less concerned. So, Beckstein says, quote, "Anytime you're developing a new and revolutionary technique, there is that potential for both offensive and defensive capability, but that is not what we are doing. We are delivering positive traits to plants. We want to make sure we ensure food security because food security is national security in our eyes," end quote. Now, Insect Allies is still in the early, or at least as of last year, it was still in the early stages of development, and at least four U.S. colleges, Boyce Thompson Institute, Penn University, Penn State University, the Ohio State University, and University of Texas at Austin, have received funding to carry out research. So this research has already been going on for more than a year, at least. Beckstein told the Washington Post that the project recently achieved its first milestone, testing whether an aphid could infect a stalk of corn with a designer virus that caused fluorescence. And according to Washington Post, the corn glowed. So that's where they were a year ago. Imagine where they are now. And how many of us have even heard about this in the past year? You know, it's not really covered in a lot of mainstream media, though this is something that could potentially poison the earth. This could poison our food supply or our water supply. You know, aren't there a lot of Bible prophecies talking about drought and things becoming poisonous and you know, rivers turning to blood and things like that? So isn't that interesting? Now, I, of course, would want to know what you think about this. If you're viewing this on YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment in the comment section below. Let me know what you think. If you're a member, you can tell me what you think in kind of a more personal way. You can go to the members only message board at joshbeckdisclosure.com. By the way, that message board can be used to present questions for future installments of Peck Report, and I'll be happy to answer your question. Only members can ask, but everybody gets to listen, at least for now, on YouTube, as long as YouTube allows. So that's why we're doing it. Now it is time for me to tell you why you should become a member of the USCCA. And what exactly their membership is all about. The USCCA stands for the United States Concealed Carry Association. It's an organization that stands up for your rights as a responsibly armed American. So they are hands down the best self-defense protection provider out there, and their firearms education and training resources are genuinely life-saving. We're talking about hundreds of videos, guides, books, articles, you name it. So why do you need self-defense protection? Well, if you own or carry a gun, you know you take on the responsibility of having to defend yourself or your family every time you leave your house. If you're forced to defend yourself with or without your firearm, again, this is self-protection. This is self-defense protection. So this is with or without your gun, you're going to be covered. You need to understand that you're going to have to face our legal system, all the political baggage that comes with that as well. That means you'll face arrest, legal fees, and even the loss of your Second Amendment rights. And you do not want to deplete your life savings just to prove you're innocent. So the USCCA steps in and provides upfront funds to cover bail, attorney fees, civil and criminal defense costs, and more. They'll also pay for you to replace your gun if the police take it as evidence, which they probably will. You can even choose your own attorney. In fact, the USCCA has an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys in every state who you can trust to defend your rights as an American gun owner. They also have a critical response team on call every day, all day, even on holidays, so you will never have to worry about getting an answering machine. They have three levels of membership. You're going to be very surprised by how affordable these membership levels are, every single one of them, but you get to pick what works best for you and your needs. Membership covers all forms of self-defense, so not only firearms. And this is in order to protect those who do not carry a gun or a firearm every day, but would still be willing to do whatever is necessary to protect them, themselves or their family. So with the USCCA, you can be confident that you'll be taken care of if, God forbid, you ever have to defend yourself with a gun or without a gun. They also have the training and education you'll need to be prepared, which is one of the best parts about being a member. They're dedicated to training and educating gun owners. You might like to think that you're pretty knowledgeable, but it seems like every day they've got something new and useful to teach. You can feel better prepared carrying your gun knowing the USCCA is on your side every day. But don't take my word for it. You can see for yourself. You can go ahead and click on the link in the description below, or you can find the banner at joshpeckdisclosure.com, or even more easy than all of that, you can text PECK, P-E-C-K, to the number 87222. That spells USCCA. Text PECK, P-E-C-K, text that to the number 87222 and see what they have to offer. You will not be disappointed. Now, I've said before that there's a lot of cool stuff coming up on Peck Report that and Peck Underground Church and all that that you're going to be really excited about. But also, I of course leave it open to suggestions as well. What would you like to see? You can feel free to leave me a comment in the comment section below. Leave something in on the member board. Of course, you know my members, because they have skin in the game. You know, they're actually contributing to our efforts here. I do give them preferential treatment. I do listen to their comments, concerns, suggestions over everybody else, but I still do listen to everybody else too. So I like to see what everybody else has to say. So you can leave me a comment, or you can email joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com if you have any suggestions or anything like that. Or questions or anything. I'd be happy to read what you have to say. Now, I got to tell you about CBD Pure and CBD Pets. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I'm just going to say it's the best CBD oil you can find. It's non-GMO, no pesticides are used, totally organic, and they prove that by every single batch that they make. They go through a third-party independent testing facility, and they test every single batch, and then you get those results right on their website. You can check that out at joshpeckdisclosure.com if you want a link to there, or you can just go in the links in the description below. They also make CBD pets. So this is CBD oil that's specially designed for your pets. So your pet can have some natural relief as well. And hey, while you're there, while you're looking at the links and everything, you can also go to Coastline Kratom. This is the highest quality kratom. They have a money-back guarantee. By the way, CBD Pure and CBD Pets also has a money-back guarantee. So with both of these, the CBD and the kratom, there is no risk. There's zero risk to you. You can send stuff back to, if you don't like it, and you get your money back. But Coastline Kratom, highest quality kratom, money-back guarantee. It's excellent. You're going to love it. Go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, or you can click on the link in the description below to find all that. All right, everybody. Well, I want to know what you think about the locusts. Do you think that it's purely spiritual? Do you think it's purely physical? Do you think it's somewhere in between? And how is that gonna play out? We've talked about that quite a bit on Peck Report. We're gonna continue talking about it as new developments arise. And so, you know, it's very exciting stuff. Obviously, what DARPA is doing is terrible. And they should not be doing this because it's gonna poison the planet. But it's still very interesting nonetheless. And it's important for us to keep our eyes on the signs of the times that we currently live in. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining me on yet another Peck Report. And until next time, take care and God bless.